Throne Speech Day, the liberal brand of patriotism. Does anyone else see the irony? Today is Throne Speech Day, a ceremonial moment meant to unite Canadians under a common vision. But instead of clarity, what we're seeing from this liberal government is contradiction. For the past several years, the liberals have gone out of their way to distance themselves from Canadian tradition. They've encouraged people to wear orange instead of red on Canada Day. They've kept our national flag at half-mast for months at a time. And they've mocked ordinary Canadians who fly the maple leaf on their cars and trucks, calling them fringe or extreme. Now, suddenly, they're calling themselves patriots. At the same time, the Prime Minister Mark Carney has invited King Charles to deliver the throne speech. This, from the same liberals who spent years denouncing colonialism and questioning Canada's constitutional monarchy. So, which is it? Are we to be ashamed of our history or proud of it? Are they against colonial symbols or hosting them on Parliament Hill? This government doesn't lead with principle. It governs by public relations. They bend to pressure, change positions without explanation, and hope Canadians don't notice the inconsistencies. But Canadians do notice. They're tired of symbolic gestures and selective outrage. They want a government that's serious about our institutions, our history, and our future. The liberal brand of patriotism is conditional and performative. Canada deserves better.